The Japanese conglomerate SoftBank is looking to raise more than $20 billion with the initial public offering of its Japanese mobile phone unit. That will be one of the biggest IPOs ever. And you may be thinking, one of the biggest IPOs ever and a company I've never heard of. But SoftBank focuses on investing in tech startups, many of those companies you've heard of, as we're going to hear from Callum Borscher, senior innovation reporter at Here and Now member station WBUR. Hi, Callum.
Hi, Robin.
So tell us about this company.
Right. It's not really a household name in the U.S., but it is a company with massive international reach because it is so diversified. And you mentioned the Japanese mobile phone unit that may be going for the IPO. It also held a majority stake in Sprint, which is much more familiar to U.S. consumers until recently. And so even if you haven't heard of SoftBank itself, you definitely know some of the companies it invests in.
And how big a deal is that? I mean, $20 billion sounds a lot, but we've been throwing billions around for so long. I mean, how big is that?
Well, for perspective, it's big because we're talking about just one piece of a very diversified company. So Alibaba has the record at $25 billion from 2014, but that was all of Alibaba. So to come close with just a piece of the company would be pretty impressive.
Well, the CEO of SoftBank, who's Masayoshi Son, has been focused on investing in these technology startups like Uber. Tell us about some more of the companies. And how does he want to, you know, increase, leverage those investments?
Right. So his goal is to raise a $100 billion venture capital fund. He's calling the Vision Fund. And just for perspective, that's more than entire venture capital investments in the entire U.S. last year. So it's a massive amount of money. And so he's also invested in companies like WeWork, which is that co-working space that's so popular right now. Slack, the instant messaging software company. And so if you just use those three, you know, Slack, WeWork, Uber, you're talking about three of the most valuable private tech firms in the world.
Well, but this SoftBank Vision Fund, which, as you just explained, huge, is funded in large part by Saudi money. So has SoftBank had any second thoughts about that since the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi embassy in Istanbul? I mean, are they nervous about that?
Seemingly no. Son did condemn Khashoggi's killing last week, but he also said that SoftBank is not going to cut ties with Saudi Arabia. We're talking about almost half of the money for the Vision Fund. $45 billion of the 100 comes from Saudi Arabia. And it's also worth noting that other businesses aren't cutting ties either, and so SoftBank isn't about to just unilaterally disarm.
Be the first to do it. Okay, so we've got our eyes on SoftBank. But while we have you, bonus round, we've also been watching oil prices. They've been falling, down around 20% since reaching four-year highs in early October. Today, up. So what are you seeing?
You know, I don't see a long-term big rally here, partly because the Trump administration has granted the sort of cutout. They've been granting waivers to keep importing Iranian oil, even while reimposing sanctions against Tehran, partly to keep those fuel prices low. You know, happy voters are people who aren't getting gouged at the gas pumps.
We talked about how the midterms always has happy economic voters anyway, because just about every administration does something to gin it up. But what do you see long-term?
So if you look at the next year, OPEC seemed like they were indicating that they would try to artificially cut back the global oil supply to keep prices from falling too low. They, of course, don't want the price of a barrel to get down into the 40s or 50s again. So that, I think, is the forecast for early next year.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that because it might affect consumer spending around the holidays. We'll keep an eye on that. Callum Borscher, senior innovation reporter at member station WBUR. Callum, thank you so much.
Great to be with you.
It's Here and Now.